Don't ruin the theater of this show.
Oh, you actually still recording?
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a sports show on 2SER that is in the top three best community sports programs in all of Australia.
What?
No joke there, I just wanted to let you know about the state of the show you're about to
that's
hear.
That's not a joke, because normally your intro is a joke, but that's the truth.
It's dead serious.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it. It's still blowing my mind. We are in the top three.
Yeah.
So we're finalists, guys. We're not nominees, we're finalists.
Finalists, yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah, big time difference. Sounds better.
I'll finish the intro. Joel Kasem is my name, and I'm heaps sick at popping wheelies. Sorry, let me get through this. But I'm not the only lit person on this show, so please allow me to introduce the rest of the squad. Okay. I know all those words. I know they have meaning, but I don't know why they're in that sort of order. I'm just trying to be cool.
You wrote it.
I want some kids to listen to the show too, you know?
Okay.
First up is a woman whose immune system was this week likened to the Titanic. It's Gabby Morris.
I don't get it.
There was a story this week. Divers went down to the Titanic and had another look, and they're like, guys,
it's still here.
It's deteriorating. It's been under the water for 110 years. It hit a... it's not in a good place.
Okay, so my... Right,
so
okay,
you're
sick
all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you should tease someone for having a compromised immune system. It's not okay.
So, I'm sorry, I'll take it back. First up is a woman who...
Nope.
Okay. You can't redo it. It's done now.
Goes down more than the Titanic. No. I don't know where else to take it. I'm sorry.
That's better.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Okay. Up next is a man whose current mobile number is 04.
What?
04.
I think you should do it. It's not like anyone's listening anyway.
8.
Why are you doing this? What are you doing to me? I'll get like one call after that.
I'll stop there. It's Mick Rad.
Oh, hey. No, it's not a problem, but I've had that number. It's such a good number. I've had it since 1998. Same mobile number.
Really? Since 1998?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
21 years.
Yeah. Crazy, eh? I picked it off a list.
Are you really sentimentally attached? Like, you would be really upset if you lost that?
Yeah, because I've had it for so long. Mm. It's like I'm attached to that number. And I get a lot of spam calls, but, you know, they all go to spam and I just ignore them. But it's when you had that number that long, like, your number is everywhere.
Yeah, it would be.
So if you read it out, it'd just be in other places.
Two more people would have it, yeah. Okay. And joining us for us three for the first time, either with rope or super glue, is a man whose show, Goxie Tonight, is currently playing at the Factory Theatre. It's a big ding-dong g'day to Aaron Gox.
Yay!
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Goxie.
Thank you. You're also the first guest. Can I just point this out? You're the first guest to come on this show and not talk through the intro. Everyone else is straight in there. Like, I'm just like, hello, welcome. And they're bang, 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 straight talking, which is fine. I'm all for it.
So respectful.
But you are very respectful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
That's what people know me as. Respectful to radio intros. It's a core belief.
That's going on your tombstone, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Welcome to the show, Goxie.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Thank you.
We've been trying to get you on the show for a while. I've been trying. These guys are like, who's Goxie? But I was like...
No, every time...
No, that's a standard ratio. One in three.
When I see
either know me or get what I do. But
when I see your face, I just think of a juicy, juicy maxi bon.
Oh, like, there we go.
Yeah.
Old school.
It worked. It really does work. Like,
for me,
good advertising.
Yeah. Was that the Jimmy Barnes one? Or was the Jimmy Barnes one? If people don't know, Goxie will go onto YouTube and review food.
Yeah.
Opening, like, it's like opening, like, revealing.
Yeah, I got to give them their moment to shine. Like,
yeah.
Because I'm like, you can't just eat this stuff and not talk about it.
It's like if a tree falls in the forest and no one saw it.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to shine a light on, like, obviously, like, very fancy food gets reviewed by reviewers. So I was just trying
to... But not the Camel Crunch double-ended maxi bomb.
Yeah. The forgotten cuisines of suburban Australia, you know?
Well, actually, before the show, my mate Bamsey messaged me and said, can you please ask Goxie if he's tried the iced Vovo flavoured milk? Have you tried that yet?
I think I did once. Yeah, wasn't too bad.
You've had that many, you know.
Well, it's like some people like want me to try something. I'm like, when I get around to it.
You got a long list.
Yeah.
I do know that today you were down at Clem's, a very famous chicken shop in King Street in Newtown, one of my favourites. Is that your first time?
No, I've been there before. I think it was second or third.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite nice.
Best fried chicken in the country, I reckon.
Really? That's a big call. Well, it's just coming from a guy who...
I like Kingsley's in Canberra too. Kingsley's is awesome. Have you ever had Kingsley's, Goxie?
I think so as well. I've been around, yeah. But hey, because you go to places and they're keen to show you. It's like their local pride, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your,
what? That's it.
You're also well known for going around all the sanity stores around the country.
That started off as a silly joke. It's gotten out of hand. Yeah. And it's difficult to do because they're not in reachable distances often, you know.
They're regional because then they're like little stores that are just left over from the dark ages.
Look, I don't do trips especially, but if I'm in that town, I'll look it up, like do a Google search, and if it comes up and it's reachable.
Have they ever hit you up, Sanity, and said, oh, Coxie, you know, come to our store?
I think, might have commented once on something, but very, because it's not from a nasty place, but it's also a little bit cheeky.
Piss take.
Yeah, a little bit of like, these are still around sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, I'm trying to think of the right word. I was going to, it's not the right term, you know, that, not Stockholm Syndrome. Where you begin to love something that was started off as a...
Oh, right, yeah. I thought that's the other way around, isn't it? Where like you kidnap someone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not the same, but but it started off as kind of like, whoa, these are still around. And then I started thinking, and it's, you know, it made me realize like sometimes it could be like... Because trying to work out why they were still around, and it's like, you know, in regional places, the internet's not great and that sort of thing. And
people rely on physical media.
Yeah. And also, sometimes it's just nice to have that.
Totes.
Yeah. Because my girlfriend still buys the proper DVDs.
Oh, yeah?
And I say it's nice to have it, but then I'm the one that has to hop up and put in the next disc.
What a pain.
You know, it's like, you know, we're on the couch, it's 10 p.m. and... You've already snuck the arm around. And she's like, go and put on disc two. Like,
what's disc two?
Or the next disc or whatever you're up to.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know these series have
that's true.
Two or three discs per season.
What you need is one of those old school CD players where you have multiple discs in it.
Yeah.
And then you're just like...
I remember that was huge when it came out. And there was massive ones. It was like 30, 40.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my parents still have the DVDs. Like McLeod's daughters just like piled up.
One episode per disc.
And you know those those classic, they're in like outer suburbs and outer towns, the buy swap sell groups on Facebook and that. They've still got like people going, do a post saying like 55 DVDs for $27. But I just look through them, I'm like, oh, I wonder if I'll find a gem, you know?
Yeah, you never know.
Well, now I don't know if you guys saw the news about the VHS tapes being sold for like ridiculous amounts of money. Oh. So all the old Disney...
Talk, because this is important to me, who kept a lot of VHS.
I kept all of mine too. All the old Disney, like, not just Disney, but like just, I guess, vintage VHS tapes are selling for like $5,000-$10,000 on eBay. Yeah.
I got rid of those years ago.
No, I kept mine, just like I kept my Pokemon cards and my Pogs and my Twisty Odd Bods. Anyone remember?
No.
Odd Bods?
What are they?
It must be a Pogs.
I had Tazos.
It's funny you say that, because that's something that's like... develop value over time. But it's crazy because all these shopping center things, they're like worth straight away, because like
the
people fighting over them and ridiculous prices.
What are the Ooshies? Weirdest thing ever.
Absurd. But it's so interesting that people are still obsessed by those, like the one-off thing. Like it's like even adults are like still excited by this like piece of jelly plastic.
Oh yeah. But I love that guy who chopped it up with scissors on live TV. Yeah. That was the best.
And also the culture of collector culture. Like,
collector culture, that's
still in the box, it's worth a lot. And obviously, it's like, because it has...
But it's just a bit of plastic.
But but you think it's just sat in that box for like 20 years, 10 years, whatever.
Yeah.
I wonder if VHSs will come back. Like you just bring like a date home and you're like, oh, do you want to go through my VHS collection?
And
then fast forward the like anti...
Have you ever bought or rented a video that wasn't quite right? Yeah.
Jeez, you did that.
That was good.
But that's the funny thing you're saying, that is that like for our generation is like nostalgia is so huge, like talking about those sort of things.
Yeah.
I remember the old, what do you call it? You can find it on YouTube, but the censorship thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
G, PG, it's the family watching it.
Yeah.
Then they cover the boy's eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always said, like, when the R one comes up and his missus gives him a little jar, I'm like, just let him let off a bit of steam, you know? Like, he just wants to unwind, you know? Fucking he still hell. Loves you.
Also, why isn't she into it? Like, why can't she watch it with him?
But see, yeah, like, see, this was the 90s, you know? We've come a long way.
Yeah, we have. We really
We've got
have.
More trusting relationships now, you know?
I remember that ad so clearly. I worked in a video shop for two or three years, so it was always playing. That ad was always playing. I think when that ad became on, it was Basic Instinct. It was that
that was rude.
I wonder if it was, and the people who did it might have like responded to an ad, and it was paid barely anything, and now it's you become like the stock. It's almost like those stock footage people in the memes, you know, like the guy looking at the girl. They probably got barely anything, and they've been seen more than anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we've gone halfway through the show. We haven't actually discussed sport at all yet, but...
Who needs sport?
But speaking of nostalgia, Goxie, I saw you do like a bit of a sporting stand-up show just here in Sydney a month or so ago.
Oh, that was pretty loose.
You talked about your sporting experiences back in Queensland and footy teams.
Yeah, because, I grew up a huge rugby league fan, actually, and... Just like, I don't hate it, but I've just gradually kind of gone away from it over the years. But,
why is that?
I just started to like AFL, but like...
So you can't like both?
Yeah.
is that legit? Like, is that the thing?
No. There's no hard and fast rule.
I feel like there is, though.
I think once you've picked one, you sort of...
You favour one. And it's hard to...
How did you lose such strong interest? Like, how did you lose... your faith in NRL?
I guess it's hard to say. A little bit of like self, you know, like cringing from where you're from, you know? I was like, being from Brisbane, I'm like, oh, everything's cooler down south. I know it's cringy to talk about, but
that's all right.
So just being honest, but yeah.
So you're a safe space.
Yeah. You're a big Saints fan. You've even got a T-shirt, St Kilda Saints, with you kicking the ball, which you can buy at your shows, I'm sure.
I've been asked about this a few times, and it's pretty hard to explain because there's no family or anything linked to it. I just picked them.
Yeah.
And they're a battler. They make Para look great, you know. At least Para had the 80s, you know. Saints is like, I think... they've got one premiership in like 65. I should know that.
Yeah,
it was
right.
A long time ago.
Has it been that long?
You know, you're probably used to hearing jokes about the Eels.
They're now the longest drought. Like, the Eels are the longest drought team.
Have St. George had one since?
They won in the 90s, I think, the Saints.
Oh. The Saints won in...
didn't they?
I just can't. So. When the Saints.
Oh, so you're talking about the St. George Saints?
Yeah.
St. George Dragons. They.
I know Broncos beat them back to back.
I thought they had a couple.
I think they won in 2010, didn't they?
Yeah.
Same time as
the Swans.
Same year.
It was really red,
red
and
white. Yeah,
I
there think. You go.
I could have made that up.
Yeah, and the joke about people make about Saints is haven't had a win in colour TV because it was like black and white TV. That's a long drought, but it was a little bit of like I picked a battler and I liked a little bit of there was a bit of pop culture went along with it, like Tism have done a few things with
they're big Saints fans,
and the story of like Plugger Lockett and just like a few of those things together.
Fair enough.
I think John Safran had a something.
Did he?
It's been so long now. But
there you go. But you just got a long history of it.
And I just picked it. And I do have a bit of family on dad's side around that sort of area. But it's very loose. I was just trying to like, I'm a bit of a contrarian, you know. I didn't want to go along.
Yeah.
I was trying to rebel a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, we got quiet.
I wasn't sure how long we got.
Sorry, I was just reading.
Oh, but I was a massive Broncos fan when I was younger.
Yeah.
Do you remember their old stadium? It's really dilapidated now. But they have like one rock concert there.
Was
like
it QE2?
Yeah. Because it was for the 82 Commonwealth Games, and that's how. Well, and you know how quickly technology changes. So like by the 90s, it was outdated already. Like, but we used to go because they had trouble getting people along because it was so outdated. So if you were a junior player, all junior players in Brisbane got a a pass. It was just a card.
Oh, yeah, like a junior pass.
Like yeah, to all get in.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fence was just like chicken wire, so one of us would go in and give it through the fence to people who weren't players. Yeah. So there was a group of about 30 of us would go.
Yeah,
you know?
Easy.
And this is when we were like 14, so you know, the absolute rat bag part of your life. Like, I mean, I'm still a rat bag. But just that. Just stupid, you know, you've just discovered booze and gone through puberty. And
there's something like sneaking and climbing over a fence and just something that I just used to just love that rush.
Yeah.
Just getting through the fence.
I did it for the Canberra show once. It was very exciting. It cost like
the guy's like,
"12
you can come
bucks
in, it's free."
The best is when yeah. The best is when you find like say there's like a hole in a fence but like something's hiding it, like a bin that you've got to move or a tree.
Yeah.
Me and my mate, I remember around that age.
So subtle, but so thrilling.
I remember around that age, it was like 14, 15, that sort of thing, and we found this tree and at Wet and Wild, and it got us in.
Oh,
we just climbed the tree.
Oh, the tree went over the fence.
So, yeah, like the tree went over the fence, the branch, and you just.
That's perfect.
Yeah. But, I mean, we were like, when you're that age, you're not the smartest. And they probably saw us, but it wasn't like we were like, oh, we're outsmarting them. And they probably saw it on CCTV, but they were just like,
whatever.
Yeah, they're 15. Yeah, like, if I go up to them, they're going to hassle us. You know, all right, that's what I reckon. Looking back. But at the time, oh, we must have felt like we were kings, you know.
Totally.
But yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was just saying about, so massive Broncos fan at the old stadium there. And, because, and they were pretty dominant back then.
And when on this show, you had some old photos of you and your teammates and your teams that you played in back then. What was the club again?
South Sunnybank. Same one as Thurston played at.
So yeah, yeah.
I taught him everything he knows. So. I never actually met him.
Were you forward again?
Front row, Bit undersized. Like, that's what I prided myself on, was just having a good crack. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't great, but I never sort of stepped back, you know. And
that's
you play against some... some big of like Pacific Islander boys and that, you know, in the front row, and they would be bigger than me, but I was just like run as hard as I could sort of thing. And
love it.
Yeah. Oh. But it was, I started when I was 14. So the first thing, like a lot of kids I got put into soccer. A lot of parents do that, you know, when you're seven and then get to that age where you're like, I can make my own decisions. I'm 14. So I like put myself into rugby league and played for the next sort of, about the next decade, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
We should ask you before we move on to actual sport as well. You're here in Sydney because of your show.
For
the Fringe Festival. Yep.
Yeah, so the...
it's going good?
Yeah, so the Fringe Fest is... they have it... I think it's... for comedy, it's mostly at the Factory in Marrickville.
Yeah, in Marrickville, yep.
What... a big chunk of acts, not every single act, but a big chunk of acts, they test stuff out. They call them trial shows.
Yeah.
So it's like... what they think they want to do for their main show next year, give it a try. So cheaper tickets, and some people enjoy that, like seeing something a work in progress. There's a few acts who don't do that; they just do the best show they can, which is fine. You can do what you want, but yeah, I'm doing that. I'm testing out. Want to do like a it's like a Tonight Show, like those classic like Letterman.
We all are hosting it.
Yeah. So I've got a few guests on. I had the first night. I just had two comedians, and then. Last night I had two musos. They were from punk bands, so it was like a good mixture. I wanted and then I've got Lindsay McDougall on Saturday, you know, from
Nice. Sweet.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So I met him a couple of years ago. We both did the Violent Soho Christmas party in Brisbane, and we were hired as like the bit of comedic kind of relief. And and we got along really well. So
cool. He's a good guy.
Yeah. No, it's going great. Yeah, so two down, last one tomorrow night.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Excellent. All right. I guess we have to talk about sport. I suppose we should get to it.
May as well.
All right. Let's do this.
Short.
What?
Short? How did you do that?
That was you.
When?
Last week when I played my one, this one.
Sport.
And then you said short straight after it.
Short.
Sounds like she's an alien.
Just keep it short.
Yeah.
Short and sport.
Has that been like... voice manipulator? That's just,
me when I'm angry.
She was levitating as well.
Her eyes go red.
Especially about cricket.
Great segue. Cause cricket. What a crazy end to the third test, and not in a way we would have wanted.
Unbelievable.
We'll talk about the. Do you like cricket, Goxie?
Yeah, I stayed up for that. Unfortunately, it was one of the craziest things I've seen in sports in all of my sport watching.
Wow.
So we'll talk about the good stuff before the bad stuff. England only made 67 in their first innings. That's the lowest score in a test at Headingley. It's the fourth lowest score in a test in England. It's the lowest total in an Ashes since 1948. Joe Denley scored 12. That's the lowest top score in history. and one that I think gives Australia hope is that this is the third time England has been bowled out for under 90 in 2019.
Is it third time? Yeah, because Ireland crashed them,
and that's another time. Yeah.
But they still beat us with 67.
Yeah, that's the big asterisk. I know. Like, you're saying all this like, and it's all
amazing,
like,
right?
Oh, they're crap.
So good.
They're crap. And then it's like, oh, and then they beat us.
Easy to hate. Ben Stokes won the game for England on his own. But there are so many questions like, was it his batting was really good? Was it the umpiring that was terrible? Was it Australia's fielding?
Any umpires
bowling?
Got like fired or anything?
Yep. No, not fired, really.
I thought they weren't going to do the rest of the series.
Well, this is the thing. They've been terrible and they just keep...
It's like, despite us, they
keep saying...
I'm telling you, it's rigged.
The problem is they've got this silly philosophy where you can't have an umpire from any of the countries playing.
And they're the best umpires.
But because back in the day, fair enough, you could have said, you could not possibly do it now, away with it.
Because you couldn't. You know,
there's so many cameras, there's all this video technology.
We know you can't get away with anything.
And often they're just... Like, no offense to any umpires listening, but I just say often they're nerds. They're not sports fans. They're probably like, if you ask them, you know, who do you go for, they'd give an answer like, well, the winner is the sport. And like...
Did anyone see the Brown Cardigan post recently of the umpire warming up? One of the best videos I think I've ever seen.
That was a league ref.
It
was a touch judge doing the
touch judge with
waving.
His flag, just running back and forth, and then arm the up. Yeah, good. Yeah, training back and forth. Just a little pre-workout.
What was the Kiwi guy, Billy Bowden? He used to do the funny.
The crook finger.
He really got into it.
Yeah, he was great.
It's good. I like
and
it.
And he did the monotony rap.
And he progressed the six symbol up.
And he did that.
Good. Yeah, so we've got two more tests, though.
Two more tests, but yeah, we blew it. We absolutely blew it.
Yeah. And everyone. Collectively crap the bed, can I say that?
That's
always when something like that happens, you've got the afterwards in the week after the debrief where everyone's all the think pieces and opinions and I thought it was a bit harsh to because some people were picking out individuals, like some people were trying to say pain.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was defending them. It was more a roundabout defense. I was saying you can't pick out one because everyone stuffed up, you
exactly.
know? Like,
exactly.
Lyon just had to get the ball and...
That run out, oh.
Yeah.
And also, and we weren't... When we eventually got that last batsman on strike, Leach, we weren't bowling well to him. No. Like, we're wasting those.
Yeah.
I was saying, make him play, and then they're bouncing in.
Yeah, stupid bowling.
My favourite thing about when we talk about sport is we say we, as if, like, we are part of the team as well.
Yeah.
Like it's so fascinating to me. It's quite nice. Like it's like we lost.
No, but generally you disown them if they lose.
Australia lost.
Those people.
Like they used to. I know I'm changing sports here, but Andy Murray, you know, like they reckon over in England that when he's doing well, he's British, and when he lost, he's Scottish.
So, basically what happened is Ben Stokes, on his own, went out, just was swinging like he was outside a nightclub, and he won the game for England when we should have won a long, long time ago.
Ooh.
In AFL, the Swans obviously didn't make the finals, but they did finish the season on a high, sending out a couple of legends as winners.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the Swans, Goxie? Don't care?
There's three clubs that I hate but also respect. No, but I know you probably have this. You know where you hate them, but you're like, well, hats off to what they've done. Swans, Cats, and Hawks—they have been.
Okay.
Like I hate them, but they've been good now for like almost like 20 years. Like so,
you know,
Storm and Roosters. You're like,
but who do you hate and
I
not
just hate
respect?
Them.
That's what I'm interested in.
Sorry,
who do you hate and not respect?
Oh, everyone else. Just those three I respect. But.
Well, that's a positive.
Even my own team.
So when do the finals for AFL?
Yeah, finals start. Well, they have the whole week off.
Oh, I got
a weekend off.
That's why.
And then the finals start next week.
Yeah.
We should just run through who's playing. West Coast play Bombers next Thursday. Then on Friday, Geelong play the Pies. GWS play the Bulldogs on Saturday. And then it's followed by Brisbane and Richmond.
Oh, we're all on the Giants bandwagon now.
It's a little bit annoying because you just got 2 weeks of like not much happening. They got all these awards this week. And then all the variations. So they got like one voted by coaches, one voted by players. And then all the think pieces come out like, should this guy?
Yeah.
And you know when it's like an opinion, it's like...
Yeah.
Anyway. if you had games, you wouldn't have to worry about that, you know? Like,
exactly. Stop the talking, just keep playing. Yeah. In the basketball, the Boomers, they won.
They actually beat America.
Oh, they won.
They beat America.
They beat America. No one beats America. It's the first time in 55 years that we've beaten
them. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters and the Generals. Like, the Generals never win.
Yeah.
But they won. Like, it was just, everyone was like, and America was
not
like,
been a lot of press
even though it was like a C-grade team, all the Americans were like, what? What do you mean we lost? Like,
yeah.
We're not allowed to lose.
Exactly.
And they ripped into them.
They weren't
happy. Yeah, I saw a tweet that said, because I think before that was 0-66, so it was like, nobody beats the Boomers 67 times in a row. It's just like, we've laid down the law, you know?
Good tweet. All right. We are fast running out of time, Michael, so do you want to get a game?
All right, let's do this thing.
Yeah, okay.
Where's the music?
Oh, here it is.
A sports quiz about dads.
We did it too early.
That's okay, it's fine.
Oh,
there's no time.
Can I play even though I'm not a dad?
Of course.
I'm not a dad.
It's about dads.
As far as I'm aware.
Yeah, I don't know.
Coxie's a dad, so we're on this side of the table. We're about
daddies.
Dads. Of course, Father's Day is on this Sunday, the 1st of September. First day of spring is Father's Day. It's nice, isn't it? It's also...
Very cute.
Oh, I guess. So this quiz is about dads, some bad dads, some good dads.
Ooh.
So you're going to have to guess, you know, who these dads are.
They good? Are. Oh, okay.
So it's a general.
So the quiz should have been called, who's your daddy?
No. Oh. See, I'm not
that
witty.
Do it again?
Right. All right. Okay. Guess his dad. You might know who he was. He was kicked out of the 2000 Wimbledon Championships after breaking a journalist's camera. And then in 2009, he was sent to prison after being caught with an arsenal of weapons and homemade bombs and threatening to assassinate the Australian ambassador to Serbia with a hand grenade.
Yep. He had his hand up.
What's the buzzer? Is it just my name?
Yes.
Goxie.
Yeah.
Is it... Yelena Dokic's dad?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah,
is it Demir? Is that right?
Demir, well done. Right. Demir Dokic.
A long line of great tennis dads.
Yeah. One of the worst out there.
Yeah, he was a real piece of work.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy, this is about the guy whose dad it was. In his early childhood, his father, Rosilio, took his son's dog away from him, cooked it, and ate it in front of him.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Full on, hey.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was him.
No, it's not Jesus Christ. He's a boxer. He's from the Philippines. Anyway, Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, yeah.
What?
His dad.
I was about to say, like, that's the only Filipino boxer I know.
Boxer. Apparently, yeah, he did that. And, like, his
he
dad
killed
was a
his
real,
dog and ate it.
Because
it's not a very uplifting Father's Day segment.
No, sorry. Let's get to the good dads, shall we?
Yeah. Not bad dads.
In 1993, an NFL player for the Houston Oilers, David Williams, was ordered to pay money for missing a game because of the birth of his son. Now, how much did the team dock him for not playing that game? Was it $1,250? Was it $125,000? Or was it $1.25
million? $1.25
million.
$125,000.
Oh. What do you
reckon? I don't think it was as much money back then. I reckon the first one.
Well, he got fined $125,000. His match payment for not playing that game because of the birth of his son.
That's ridiculous.
And this spawned Babygate and everyone got all up in arms. This is 93, though. He was getting paid $2 million,
I missed that bit.
$2 million a season. And he missed a game, so they said, nah, you're not getting paid for
that's
that game.
That's awful.
Have you got one quick one?
Yeah, right.
Nah.
This ordained minister and boxer has a real problem with his ego by naming all 10 of his kids after him.
Oh!
5 boys are named George and 5 girls are named George Jetter. Who was it? Who's the boxer?
George.
Yeah.
Someone.
Foreman.
Yeah, we
know. I only know him from his grill, you know.
It's the same guy, the Foreman grill.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
He even named the grill after himself.
Yeah.
How proud is this guy?
It's a girl. It's a grill.
All right, that's the end of the show. Goxie, thank you so much for coming in. Your show is currently playing at the Factory Theatre, although only one more night. But go, yeah, go tomorrow see. Night. Tomorrow night, Factory Theatre. Get there.
Thank you.
That's it.
Cancel those dinner plans.
Interviews with some of Australia's leading journalists. Meet the Journalists is a public series of events where current journalism students interview some of your favourite speakers and writers. You can share in this experience too by listening to the podcast or attending the live events in person. Meet the Journalists' latest season includes David Spears, Fran Kelly, Richard Cook and Emma Alberici. Google UTS Meet the Journalists to find out more. UTS School of Communication sponsors 2SER.
On 2SER this September, tune in for Talk of the Town on Sunday nights from 8 p.m. for the best talks from around Sydney. Talk of the Town kicks off on September 8th with the debate, Love is All We Need, or is it? This debate was recorded at UTS and features Stephen Oliver, Chelsea Bond, Wesley Enoch, plus many more. Talk of the Town, this September from 8 p.m. Sunday nights on 2SER.
I'm the Backstreet Boys Lance Bass, and that is Lance Armstrong.
And I'm...
No, you're Lance Armstrong.
I was about to say I was a sea bass.
No, you glub, are a sea bass.
Glub, glub. I'm a sea bass. I am the most common fish you can catch in most Animal Crossing games.
That's true. And little known fact, a similarity between Lance Bass and every single sea bass, they're all gay.
That's true.
It's true. Have you ever seen a sea bass kiss another sea bass?
Have you ever seen one sea bass and another sea bass in the same room? I thought not.
Have you ever seen a sea bass and Lance Bass in the same room?
Now that is topical.
Have you ever seen a sea bass and Lance Bass in the same room kissing each other?
Yes.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, and that's that.
That's that.
And that, my friends, is the tea. That and you the- are listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9.
And I'm Patrick as Lance Bass.
And I'm Ruby as a sexy little sea bass.
Oh, I love your curves, Miss Bass.
Thank you.
Is your first name C?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nice.
I'm on a sea bass food diet. I see bass food. I eat
bass food.
I eat bass food.
We have fun.
It's a gay area. This is it. This is it.
This is it.
A gay area.
This is it.
And we are, we give you gay, give you gay shit.
No, we give you the gay.
We give you the gay.
Just kidding.
We give you a letter that tells you that you are of the LGBTQIA plus persuasion.
And you read it, and if you say, I'm not, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as you respect those who are.
Yeah.
Also,
you have to eat the letter.
Yeah, it's biodegradable paper, but it's not safe for eating.
No, it is.
So, like, no.
It's paper made out of lollies.
Lollies?
It's made out of lollies. Very yum. Oh, yum. What's the paper made out of? Lollies. That's it.
That's so fun. I'm glad we did this, Ruby.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for tuning in, everyone. I would just like to say that.
Oh, thank you.
On this rainy, sad day.
It is a rainy, sad day. Yeah. But
it's also sunny.
You can make it happier by not giving a shit.
Or not going outside.
Oh, also true.
But also, I would like to remind you all that the reason it is so rainy is because of all our nasty, nasty homosexual sins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because we are doing things that are not meant to be.
Yeah. We do sins, so God is like, I'm pissing on you hoes. I'm going pee-pee on you hoes.
Oh, baby, I'm pissing on you hoes.
No homo, I'm pissing on y'all.
Yeah. Jokes on God, though. We love it.
I don't.
We love his wet, wet piss.
Oh, that's awful.
I'm so sorry.
So today we'll be playing a guest mix from the lovely Lindsay Lohsam.
An amazing DJ, artiste, queer person.
And we'll also be playing Greased Up Freak Part 1 by Macy Rodman later on in the show.
But not yet.
A new, new single. Sorry, I needed to cough.
That's okay. We forgive you.
I need to clear my throat. There was a frog inside it.
Can I kiss that frog and make it into a sexy, sexy man?
I believe that we should stop putting expectations on frogs that they will turn into sexy men when we kiss them and simply kiss them because we would like to kiss a frog.
But I would not like to kiss a frog. They are slimy.
That's really prejudiced against frogs.
Well, it's much as us, I would not kiss a slimy man.
Fair.
I mean, it depends. If it's hot slime, if it's like nice warm goo.
Boiling slime.
Like, do you remember Jelly Bath?
I do remember
Jelly
Bath.
Did you ever use it? Because I didn't.
No, I didn't because I feared it. Because you can't eat it. So what's
the point?
But it
looks tasty.
It looks like you could eat it, but also it seems like you can't eat it.
It gives you the experience of rolling around in your own mess, but it's colourful this time. It's a great way to process traumatic memories.
I guess.
Just slime around in your slimy, slimy, disgusting slime tub.
Slime in your slime. It's a slime time.
It's a slime time. Slime time live. Oh, you've been slimed, Nickelodeon.
Come on, it's slime. And welcome to the lime rhyme? I don't know.
We do. We do.
We do.
We do.
So we're going to play this mix for you.
We are. And again, great shout out to Lindsay Lohsam. Go check out his stuff on SoundCloud under Lindsay Lohsam. Very good, all of it. Very sexy, I would say. And right now we're going to play the brand new mix, Looking for Love, for all of you people who are looking for love or have found love.
Yeah.
It's for all of you because music is universal.
And we're going to play that now. You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9.
And I'm going to give you a small little kiss.
Mwah. I'm Paul Gough. Starting in September on 2SER, join me Saturdays for a brand new show that sparkles and shines with jangly indie pop goodness. Everything from the 12-string bliss of the Birds to the 3-guitar attack of Rolling Blackout Coastal Fever chimes will connect the dots between the essential music of now and what came before, the inspiration for those Rickenbackers ringing. That's Chimes every Saturday from September at midday on 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Harmony profile. Lindsay Lohan is back on the market, boys and girls.
I'm just wanna drink you up. Call you in a silver cup. You know I like to party, but you know I love your body. So many things I shouldn't do. I hate myself for hurting you. Honestly, I'm reckless. I'm sorry if I'm selfish. Every time you get too close, I run away. And every time you say the words, I don't know what to say. Back to the beginning, really, so I could change. I do.
I'm it. I'ma give you a chance to fall in love. Give you a chance, don't fuck this up. I'm trying to catch millions, I ain't trying to catch feelings. Bitch. We'll be right back.
my summer.
And who was eHarmony's scientifically selected ideal Lohan mate?
DJ Lindsay Losam.
Settlers in the new exhibition Songs of Home, now on at the Museum of Sydney. Discover the cultural exchanges between early Indigenous and European musicians, learn about Australia's first piano, and take a glimpse at some of the period's rarest instruments. To top it all off, enjoy specially commissioned new works by Indigenous composers to bring the exhibition into the contemporary world. Sponsors of 2SER.
And that was Lindsay Losam's Looking for Love mix.
Very sexy mix, I would say. Sexy. Horny,
man,
sexy.
That Tokyo Drift song is
Tokyo
just
Drift crossed with Charlie XCX's Trophy.
Yeah. But like the
it's that, a winner.
The Tokyo Drift song in general is just like such a throwback from when I used to go to Sidechains all the time when they were at Kit and Caboodle. And like that with like Lemonade.
Yeah.
It's just like, Oh, shouts out to Side Chains. Love y'all.
And shouts out to Lindsay Losam. And shouts out to us. It's a Gay Area on 2SER
107.4.
I'm so bad at knowing my own station's name.
We are at 3FC.org. L216.4
2SER 107.3 and Joy FM
94.9.
That's the numbers. And you know who enjoys you know what that song Tokyo Drift is from? Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious.
You know who enjoys Fast and the Furious? Dads.
That's so true.
Dads enjoy Fast and the Furious.
Dads love car stuff.
Dads love car stuff. And you know what it is tomorrow? Or possibly the day after, because I forget. Is it Sunday?
The day after. It's Sunday.
Thank God. I still need to get a present. Love you, Dad, but I still need to get you a present. What do you want? Text in now.
It's Father's Day.
My number is 0466. I'm not going to say my full number. Yeah. But
my number is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's Father's Day on Sunday, which is very exciting, as this will be playing on Wednesday night at 11 p.m. On Joy FM. Father's Day was about 4 days ago.
Yeah, so if you forgot, whoops, maybe call your dad now and say, Papa, I am so sorry.
And if you didn't forget, good on you.
Yeah. And if you have a different kind of daddy, that's fine too. Not the day for him, though.
No, it's not for him.
Not for him.
Well, maybe for some people it's
maybe for
him.
Some people.
Maybe people who'd be doing that, and good for you, whatever.
Good for you.
Go to bed. Bedtime.
With your daddy. Go to bed with your daddy.
Bedtime.
Hey, dads are gay.
And that's the most important thing of all. Dads
do be gay.
Can be gay.
No, dads are gay. All dads are gay. All dads are gay.
And let's call it a gay.
Yeah.
But it's the Father's Day to be thanksgiving for your father.
Yeah, and if maybe your dad isn't in your life anymore, we still love you. We'll be your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, Ruby's your
Patrick
dad.
And I are going to be your gay dads if you do not have a dad around.
And much like the movie Heathers, I love my dead gay son.
Oh, God. I love my dead gay son.
I love my dead gay son.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Because fun facts about being gay. If you've ever drunk sparkling water, gay.
Yep, true.
If you've ever... I haven't seen the movie Heathers that far, so I don't remember what... I just remember the sparkling water bit.
If you do murder... I don't know.
Murder's quite gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Murder's gay.
Fellas, be real. Is it gay to murder?
Fellas, is it gay to murder? I mean, like, you're killing...
Attention to the police. Have you ever thought about posting on your really, really super cool Facebook page? Have you ever thought about posting, hey, fellas, just so you know, when you commit a murder at the police station, we actually say, oh, that's kind of gay.
Fellas, is it gay to commit crimes?
The police say yes.
That's what the police be saying. They'd be saying, yeah. that's awful.
Yeah. You know what's really fun? Ruby's actually a cop.
Can you imagine this whole time?
I genuinely can't.
No.
Yeah.
I once dressed up as a police person for Halloween. Because aren't they scary?
Terrifying. I mean... I do very, sometimes I do very police-y things, but then sometimes I get the words pretty boy tattooed across my knees because, like, also, no cops.
That was, like, not related in any way. You just wanted to talk about your tattoo.
Yeah, I just want to get a tattoo. You just want to talk about me. No, cops can't get tattoos, can they?
I don't think they can. Oh, no, they can. They're tattooed cops.
They're not real cops. If you ever see a cop who has a visible tattoo, they're a fake cop and you can slap them.
You know what some tattoo artists practice tattooing on? Pigskin. Interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
I'm gonna get a cab tattooed across my knuckles and then become a cop. And then say it stands for always carry a Bible.
Always. Don't forget, always carry a Bible.
I'm going to do, like, the school runs where it's just like, kids, remember, always carry a Bible. But yeah, so dads are gay.
And that's that.
Cops are also gay. And all... ACAP, all cops are bottoms.
And with that, we have to leave you.
Oh, do we?
Love you and to leave you, sadly enough. But thank you for listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3 and Joy FM 94.9.
And we love you so very much. Thank you so much to Lindsay Losam for letting us play your fantastic mix. Thank you to Ruby.
Dads.
Oh, okay.
Thanks to dads. Thanks,
you know what? Hate you, Ruby. Dad's good.
Yeah, fair.
I'm kidding. I don't hate you. I love you very
and
much.
And to leave us, we're going to play a track from Macy Rodman.
Is no one going to thank me?
Thank you, Patrick. This is a new track from Macy Rodman. It's called Greased Up Freak Part 1. We didn't say it before about the mix, but this one's a bit explicit.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready to get super nasty.
And it's about your dad. Because your dad's a greased up freak. Happy Father's Day, everyone.
You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Ruby, and also Joy FM 94.9.
And we love you, and we're gonna leave you, and we'll see you next week.
Tell me how.